John Holst lives in Sitka, but he was at his second home in Boise, Idaho, when he'd learned that he'd been offered the job as the interim superintendent of Sitka schools. Holst last worked as superintendent for the district 19 years ago, but he's been an active educational consultant since then, including work over the last 5 years mentoring new superintendents in Alaska.
I have to tell you, I so enjoyed it. It was so professionally rewarding, I guess is the best way to say it. Just probably as rewarding as anything I've ever been involved in, to help somebody that's starting out to keep it between the white lines and to be able to get through that first year without any real serious blunders.
Mentoring superintendents became Holst's profession accidentally when he was hired 5 years ago by the school district in Denali to serve as interim superintendent. His permanent replacement was completely new to the work, so Holst fell naturally into the role of mentor. He says the job has kept him current and equipped him to take up the reins in the Sitka School District despite his long absence.
During the time that I've been mentoring these new superintendents, I've gotten a real good flavor for what's going on in the state. So I don't feel like I've been away from the district, but I haven't been away from education at all during that time.
Holst was superintendent in Sitka from 1993 to 2001. He says his most memorable moment was beginning work the day after the Alaska Pulp Corporation mill announced it was closing. Current Sitka Superintendent Mary Wegner submitted her resignation to the board in early March, effective at the end of June. Working under the assumption that a full search for a replacement would take 10 weeks, the Sitka School Board decided to move quickly to hire an interim to serve for the next academic year. Only 4 candidates applied for the job, 2 of whom subsequently withdrew their names. By the time of the board's special meeting on April 1st, the decision had come down to Holst or current co-assistant superintendents Sarah Ferency and Phil Burdick. The board passed over the husband and wife team. In announcing the board's decision to hire Holst, President Elias Erickson acknowledged that it was a difficult choice.
To say we were highly impressed with both candidates is an understatement. And after this process, as well as witnessing the handling of the current COVID crisis, we have come to value the work that Phil and Sarah do in their positions as co-assistant superintendents to an even greater degree.
Erickson went on to suggest that the board felt Holst would be a good addition to what is already an exceptional district office staff.
The board trusts Mr. Holst's sense of professionalism and his ability to capitalize on the strengths of what is existing in their district office and administrative team and what they already have to bring to the table.
The board broke with the usual custom in Sitka and conducted its candidate interviews and most of its deliberations on the hire in executive session. Spending at least 4 hours behind closed doors over the course of 2 evening meetings. In a subsequent conversation with KCAW, Board President Erickson said that the proposed contract terms with John Holst were somewhat atypical and time-consuming to work out. Erickson said that the contract negotiations with Holst were ongoing. Once he returns to Sitka, Holst told KCAW his first task on the job will be a series of meetings with outgoing Superintendent Mary Wegner. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.